There are, as we know, many sopranos that we have, tenors too, around the world doing what they do and plying their trade. One such is Ave Kelly, who has been studying away and working away here in Florence for the past year, pretty much. Ave, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
You have been here for a year.
Yes. Just about
a year. Mm-hmm. Now, does that continue?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
And this is it Masquerade? Is that what it's called?
Tell Masquerade.
Me what it is. Tell me what it is. What are you doing?
Absolutely. So it's called Masquerade Opera Studio. And I started there in September of last year. So September 2021.
Right.
And moved over to Florence, having never lived out of the family home before in my life.
Which is where?
In Skerries.
In Skerries.
Yeah,
okay.
In Skerries. So lived in Skerries my whole life, never moved out. So kind of just packed everything up and moved to Florence as I got a place in this opera studio.
Now, you have, I am told, a mantelpiece falling down with Fescol medals and cups and whatever.
I don't know about that.
Well, I heard you loads. So you've all that behind you, right?
Yeah.
And you've been singing since you were a small person.
Yeah.
And you're 24 now.
Yeah.
So how did it go from that in Skerries to suddenly finding yourself here in Florence?
Yeah. I mean, look, yeah, I've been singing since I was like absolutely yay high.
Yes.
Had my first singing lesson when I was 9 and just loved to sing.
Right.
Music was always on in my house constantly and just absolutely loved it. And
was it always opera?
No, it wasn't actually. My dad is actually a singer-songwriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and plays a lot of like Irish traditional folk music. We'd always have lyric on in the back. Like the house was always full.
That's
the
a
house
great
was
line.
Always, yeah.
That's so impressive.
It was always on the radio.
Yeah.
So the house was just always full of music and it didn't matter what the music was, it was just music.
So you were kind of, you'd be humming or whatever.
Absolutely,
whatever.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
All the time. Paul Kelly.
Mr. Kelly.
Yeah.
Paul Kelly, right. So that's his influence.
Yes,
and your mum too, I presume.
And my mum absolutely loves music.
Yeah.
And big opera fans, but there was never a defining moment where it was like, okay, now you're going to be an opera singer.
Sure.
Or you're going to study opera.
Yeah.
It just went from, you know, having singing lessons, studying it in school, and then kind of took the plunge to do my undergrad then.
Yeah, but also because somebody obviously said, hang on a second, Ave Kelly has a really good voice, what can we do here?
Yeah.
So where was that? Was that in school?
It was my first Holy Communion. I was singing in church.
Yeah.
At my first Holy Communion. And there was a lady, her name is Fiona Milani, and
right.
She's from Skerries, and she's a singer and she teaches.
And she said, hang on a second.
Yeah, her son was in my class and we were both making our communion together, and she basically went up to my parents after and said, look, I think your daughter has a bit of a voice there.
That's great.
And my mom and dad are like, oh, Jesus, that's brilliant. Like, yeah. What do we do? Like, and she said, I think you should send her for singing lessons. Doesn't have to be with me, but I think it'd be well worth sending her. And that was it then. I started with her when I was 9 and the rest is kind of history.
That's
and
good.
So she spotted it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So getting to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And how that all happens, because I was just going to be the direction you're going to take. In other words, were you going to be a chemist? Were you going to be, do you know what I mean? Were you going to be a teacher?
Yeah.
Were you going to be an accountant? Like, how did this suddenly, this curve happen?
Mm.
Were you working away?
I always wanted to be a singer,
right.
But I just never knew what is the conventional path to becoming an opera singer? There is none. It's luck and it's hard work. And I got lucky. When I was in the final year of my undergrad in the Royal Irish Academy of Music, I got into the final round of an international singing competition, Neue Stimmen.
Yes.
And I went to Germany. It took place in a town called Gütersloh in Germany. And that was in October of 2019. And there I met a man called Ralf Strehler, who is the director of our opera studio in Florence. And I met up with him and we had a coffee in Germany and we were just chatting. And I was like, my eyes suddenly opened to the world, because I was like, oh my God, there's a really big world out here and there's like insane talent, and
yes,
this is just like unreal. And I had a coffee with him and he told me about this new opera studio that he was opening up in Florence, and I can't explain to you, but something that day I was just like, I really feel like that is where I should be.
At no time did you say, this is dodgy, he's a German, he's opening up this thing in Italy, this couldn't be real.
I had a few mutual friends.
Okay.
So I knew he was
okay. Okay.
And yeah, that was it.
So he offered you a place?
Well, I did go over actually to London in the December then after that and auditioned. And I didn't get the place for the following September.
Okay.
And I kind of thought,
that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Like, oh God, I was real disappointed. But then obviously in the meantime, COVID happened. So kind of turned out, as I say now, to kind of to be like a blessing in disguise that I didn't get the place that year.
Yeah.
So then he kind of got back in touch. And then the following year, kept an eye on me for the year. I was only just out of college. So I had work still, obviously have work to do. But like I needed another year really to like hone my technique and etc.
Sure.
And he kept an eye on me through the year. We kept in touch. I was keeping an eye on what they were doing, and the program was really building momentum. And then then he offered me the place for the following September, which was last year, 2021.
Right.
And that was it.
And you're staying.
I'm staying. So what the latest development in the program is that it started off as a 1 year program.
Yeah.
And now it's being developed into a 2 year program, and it's going to be called Masquerade Emerging Artists, and now it's in collaboration with the world famous opera house Teatro La Fenice in Venice,
which is beautiful.
So we're kind of their young artists.
Yes.
Now, so I'm based in between Florence and Venice.
So Maximilian Fein, he runs this, he puts all this together.
Well,
right?
Max was the kind of brains behind the operation. Himself, a guy called Frankie and Roger, they founded the New Generation Festival, which happened in Florence back in, I think it was 2016, 2017 in the summer.
Yeah.
And they were very conscious that they needed like a stepping stone for artists who were not quite ready to like delve into, you know, the real world per se, but needed a safe environment
and a way to go forward.
A finishing school type thing, yeah.
Who did you say it was? What are the two lads' names?
Maximilian Fein, Roger Granville, and Frankie Parham.
I just think Roger, Frankie, and Max.
And Max.
You couldn't. People would say it's Roger, Frankie, and Max. She's absolutely
insane. Sure, she's mad.
It just sounds, you know. But so what you have here is a chance to hone your talent.
Yeah.
To be spotted, of course. Look where you are. You're in Florence, and between that and Venice.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of the most horrible places on earth.
Oh, it's awful.
Beautiful place. So how do you? Are you all in a kind of a commune thing, or how many people involved in this? By the way.
So there are 8 singers and 2 repetitors. Yeah. So
you all in a big house together studying?
We are very lucky that we are studying in the Palazzo Corsini in the middle of Florence. So it's
wonderful.
Again, another awful place that
look
I have to go to every day.
That's unbelievable.
It's absolutely stunning, and we have beautiful grounds there and a beautiful place to study in and to work in.
And it's every day.
Every day.
Well, not the weekend.
Monday to Friday.
Yes,
depends on who's around. If, you know, if the Met call or something and we have to drop, you know.
And you'd do them a favour and turn
up. Ah, sure it would.
Thank you. you're there, but how do you live? Can I ask? How do you live? How do you support yourself? How does that work?
Well, from September onwards, the new 2-year program is a fully paid job.
Oh, that's
for
wonderful.
2 years. Yeah, and they've put us up in accommodation. Well, they've helped us out, find yeah, accommodation in the centre of Florence, and it's a fully paid job for 2 years.
Is so that
yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And can you travel if somebody came for the sake of argument? Will people get to hear you while you're there?
Yes,
like,
well,
there'll be performances, won't there?
There are performances. Yeah, there's regular performances, and we work with a small but like international group of coaches and sure. experts who come to coach us, to hear us, and then in turn then there's different people who come to listen. So we've got right. regular auditions with houses, international houses throughout Europe.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just thinking about Max over in Germany, and suddenly he says, oh, do you know what, Ava's here and she'd be great for and things can happen there.
Yeah.
And then you go to Germany and someone says, hang on a second,
yeah.
we're doing something La Scala, and that is how it works.
Yeah, well, they're
you kind of get discovered, rediscovered.
Yeah, and Masquerade are really, their goal is that we work, that we, especially going on in the new program, the year one, they want to really keep us close, coach
yes,
us,
yes,
mind yeah. us, watch us, see what is happening, repertoire suggestions, role suggestions, preparation, etc. And then in the second year, they're very eager for us to get out and get working. So if something comes along, one of the partnership, they've got partnership houses throughout Europe, if someone comes along and says, I need a mezzo for this, I need a tenor for that, what do you think? If they think it's suitable, then we'll be released to go and work. So it means that we're not being restricted either
sure.
to being stuck
yeah.
if things happen, and if the opportunities are there, they're very happy for us to go out and work.
Being a mezzo soprano, are they watching your diet as well, and how you just sport yourself? You're going to nightclubs on a Friday night down
no.
the road in Florence.
I left the nightclubs now in the past, I'm afraid.
Because you don't want them to control your life. You want to have a life as well.
No, absolutely not.
You want to live your life, your own
100%.
In your 20s. But yet the ambition is there to do really
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So is it a bit of give and take in that regard, that you have to mind yourself as
100%,
well?
100%, like...
You couldn't be going mad.
And it's hard, you know, in Florence with the temptation of the pizza and the wine and the Aperol
and the
spritz.
And as you know, the people in Florence would not necessarily be fabulously attractive. All over Italy.
No, it's awful.
Everyone's gorgeous. So there is that as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yet you're trying to say, okay, but I'm here for a reason and I want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it would be very easy to go offside.
No, there's a real balance now that has to be struck, for sure.
Well, you must be very disciplined yourself.
I am, yeah. I mean, look, I'm very committed to it.
Sure.
So it's like, you know, I don't know when it happened, there was a point when it turned from like a hobby to a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you integrate it into your life, and you know, you give and take, and you can.
And it's ambition. It's ambition because you want to succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you have any performances coming that we should know about in terms of
Well, we regularly perform in the Palazzo Corsini in Florence, and then we have a showcase in Teatro La Fenice, which I think will be in April of next year, where we go up for the week and perform with the orchestra in Fenice.
Isn't Fenice stunning?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Is it just
I've never seen anything like it. The day I first walked out onto the stage and just looked up, I was like, oh my God.
Well, it's also, it's the history.
Yeah.
It's what you kind of let yourself understand how far back this goes and what it means.
No, it's so rich in culture, Venice and Florence, I think, in particular. Like, it's, you can't help but just be taken in by the history and the art and the culture. And I think that in turn really lends itself to your performance and to your growth and your development, because, you know, you walk outside the front door in the morning and you go down and get a coffee and you're just already immersed in this magical world of culture and art and music. So it's
and Florence is pretty beautiful just to walk around, just to kind of be. And I think that's part and parcel of what it is too for
it
you.
It is, absolutely.
And, so have you got a favourite piece, piece of opera? Something
for me to sing?
No, I wouldn't do that to you. Unless you felt a knee.
Oh God, no.
She'll lash out something there. Sing one of your dad's songs. Have you got a favourite piece? Like mezzo-soprano. So, which way do you bounce? Whose music do you like? Have you favourites? Have you composers you like best? Or?
I mean, I love Rossini.
Mm-hmm.
Mozart, Gounod, that's kind of where I am at the moment. Don't know where the voice will go as I grow, you know.
Sure. And does Max know where it'll go?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm sure they have a secret trajectory that I'm not involved in.
Sure. And, they presumably understand what they're dealing with.
Yeah, here, absolutely. They can. I'm sure they can see the path. Maybe it's easier for them to see sometimes than you when you're in it, you know.
Well, that's true. So, but is there a favourite piece? So, just to play it, just something I could play. That you would like.
Well, I mean, absolutely. Yes, well, I mean, I sang Una Voce Poco Fa.
That's the
at the lunchtime concert. So
the problem is solved.
Lovely.
You see, it's you. I was hoping that we'd have you sing.
Yeah,
so that's
good.
That's, no, great. That's important. Listen, enjoy Florence. I love Florence.
Thank you so
I think
much.
It's the
most
gorgeous
enjoy
place.
Your time here.
I just love it to bits, and I do get immersed in it. It is about literally leaving. The city is beautiful, but literally you leave the city and it's a different world.
Oh,
it's,
different world altogether.
Picture postcard Italy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can get anywhere fast.
Yes.
If you need the sea, if you need the countryside, if you need peace, if you need quiet, if you need the busy city life, it's all within your grasp
and
very
do,
quickly.
Do your family get to come over and see you and be with you? And
they do
that?
Come over like regularly enough. Anytime my mum's a teacher, so anytime she has the midterm break, now or the Easter, you know, she'll be over on Ryanair flights.
We have a teacher at home. I know what a summer break means. Mother of God.
No, they do come over
but that's
regularly.
Very important
and
that they
great.
Do that. You know, yeah. Well, yeah, the bride is scary.
Stop.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Marty.
And this is you.
Et certo